the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If you didn't hear what Jim Irsay had to say about CTE, he said, well, it's much like taking aspirin. You take an aspirin, I take an aspirin. It might give you extreme side effects of illness and your body where I would be fine. If you don't think that football causes CTE, you just sound like a lunatic.
Guy's an idiot. He's always been an idiot. He was just fortunate enough to come out of the right penis. We were talking about Coach K last week and him talking to that kid. Apparently it also happened in 2007 against Virginia Tech. Xavien Dowdell, Coach K scolded him for celebrating. He just told me, I'm too classy of a guy to be carrying on like that. A reporter asked him about it, said, I understand you did speak to Xavien Dowdell about how he was celebrating. Krzyzewski said, no, I just congratulated him. I respect the heck out of him.
He's a
great kid, enough said. He was fabulous. And people let him get away with it because he's Coach K.
I like that guy less and less every day.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And a lot of response to that, Gym of the Day. 713 says, I'm as liberal as it gets, and I don't get this safe space stuff.
I don't either. Hey, toughen up, bro.
Well, I'm sorry. Somebody can't have somebody's opinion is different from yours, and you're offended? Go put your own stuff out there. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Cover it up with a burn.
Is that even illegal? I mean, is it even legal to write in chalk on a sidewalk? It's not even graffiti, right? Because,
no.
You know what? Here's an idea for you little knuckleheads. Go pee on it. That'll get rid of it. There. Now you've said something about your mess. Your well-being. My God. What the hell is wrong with people? Lamont asks, who would you consider the Astros' big three? Altuve, Correa, Keuchel, or Springer, Correa, Keuchel? It's not close. Altuve's still the most accomplished player on this team. I mean, batting title. Three All-Star games, and yeah, he belongs on that list. Springer's not there yet.
It's Keuchel's the third guy. It's Altuve and Correa are that's the cornerstone guys.
Yeah, because they're out there every day. That makes a big difference.
Keuchel's that third guy, and if you were just looking for the regulars, yeah, Springer's probably your third guy. Although Carlos Gomez is a better player, I think, than Springer.
And that's one thing I'm kind of intrigued about is...
Gomez had a crappy year last year.
And he was hurt most of the year.
Yeah, he could be better.
If he comes out and plays like he's capable of, then...
That's your big three. If he returns to form, I just don't know if he will. He's getting older, and he's a player that relies a lot on speed. Usually when those guys get older, it goes away fast.
And Double Down said, not to mention those idiots gave tons of publicity and attention to the issue, which is exactly what Trump and his supporters wanted. Yeah, well.
Blake said, what about Bradley Beal as an NBA comparison for Hield? I think that Buddy Hield's probably a little bit better shooter than Beal, although Bradley Beal's a hell of a shooter. But, again, Bradley Beal's 6'5". You know, he's not physically as overwhelmed. And I think Bradley Beal's a better defender than Buddy Hield is. But I would also say that Bradley Beal is just now turning into a player that the Wizards feel like they can trust, and that was a guy that was a very high pick.
My 4-year-old just said, AJ is the real, and started clapping.
That's right.
Nice.
Thank you.
281 says, I'm a millennial, and honestly, I hate my whiny generation.
Oh, yeah.
But 940 says, when are we going to blame the baby boomers for raising a generation of... I kind of am out on the blaming millennials thing. I blame their parents. I don't want to get started on this. I'm just going to piss everybody off. But these parents who totally coddle them so that they'd never have to work and wouldn't let them play football because they were worried about concussions. Those are the parents that created this. I digress. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. 3776 if you want to get in. Yeah, I had the story that the New York Times did that's about millennials, and it was really, it's kind of funny because they went out of their way to find the most cliched millennials possible to write about why they are the way they are.
Right.
And it's one of those, if you probably picked out 2 out of 20 millennials, 18 of them are actually pretty cool. You picked out the 2 that fit your narrative. And
well, that's how they work.
I know that's how it works, but it's like, that's not a profile. That's not how you judge a generation, 2 out of 20. Let's grab a phone call. Jordan, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yeah, sports guy.
Sports to you.
I was going to mention a couple of things. Y'all were talking about football and basketball teams. I think 07 Florida beat Ohio State in the BCS championship and in the Final Four. That was Tim Tebow and Joakim Noah.
Yeah, we mentioned that one.
Have y'all talked about Banchie this week or even John Jones getting arrested? Have y'all mentioned?
No, we haven't mentioned either one of those things. I got to put a call in for. I'm going to try to get Maddie on Thursday. I got to text him today. I'll try and get Matt Roach on the show so we can talk some Banchie. John Jones is on my list of things to discuss. Oh, okay, good.
Driver's license, registration, insurance. Please turn your car off. Why are you drag racing that Cadillac?
I didn't
drag
race.
Driver's license, registration, and insurance, please.
I did not drag race a Cadillac.
I watched you do it right there at Broadway.
No, you did not, sir.
Did you have something you wanted to say, Mr. Jones?
Yes, absolutely. You and I both know that I was not drag racing.
No, sir, I actually know that you were drag racing.
Okay,
I watched you do it.
Okay, let me talk, right?
Okay.
Do I have that right,
Mr. Jones?
Talk?
We're not having court out here.
Do I have that
you
right
have
to
a
talk?
Court date, and you can.
Do I have that right to talk?
You do have that right to talk,
okay,
and you can
so
tell
give me
us
my
in
right
court.
And let me talk. Okay?
Go ahead. Tell me what you're going to tell.
You and I both know.
Don't tell me what I know. You're
you
going to testify to what I know?
I'm going to testify to what you know.
I know that you were drag racing, and I will testify to that.
That I was not drag racing.
Actually,
you
I do know that you were drag racing.
You and I both know that I did not speed. You and I both know that I freaking revved my engine at the red light, and I never took off racing at all. Nor was the car next to me ever took off racing. I just simply revved
both
my engine.
Both of you took off at a high rate of speed, sir.
No, I did
Only
not.
Only you kept going. He
no,
slowed
I
down.
No, I did not.
Okay.
You are an absolute liar.
Well, we can talk about it in court. I need you to sign inside this box. Once again, you're not admitting guilt. You're letting me know you're aware of the court date.
How do you sleep with yourself?
Mostly on my left side, sometimes on my back.
Harassing me like this. Oh, can't wait to get out of my face. You're despicable.
I feel the same way about you, sir.
Hey, disgust me.
Once again, Felix Mutual.
All right, well, let's first start with the cop didn't handle that as well as he could have.
No.
Also, John Jones didn't handle that as well as he could have, especially knowing John Jones' delicate situation. We'll just call it that. What's happened since then, that happened on Monday. Today, he was arrested for violating probation. He turned himself into Albuquerque Police Department. And here's a statement from John's legal team, or his management, pardon me. John and his team are taking this very seriously, and we will let the legal process play out. We're confident he will be released once he has an opportunity to explain to the judge the facts in this case. The UFC also released a statement. The UFC is aware that John Jones turned himself to the Albuquerque PD this morning for a potential probation violation stemming from a traffic stop last week. The UFC has been in touch with Jones's legal team, and we'll have no further comment until the organization has had appropriate time to gather necessary information. What really matters, though, is John Jones going to fight Daniel Cormier next month?
Yeah, that's all anybody cares about.
Well, MMA Fighting, which is a website, they reported some good news today. They say that sources close to Jones are, quote, confident this latest situation will be resolved in short order and that it won't affect his ability to fight Daniel Cormier at UFC 197, which, you know, him being confident isn't necessarily the end-all, be-all, but for what it's worth, they think that the fight is going to go on.
Who was being the bigger a-hole in that?
You know what? It depends. It depends on if John Jones was actually drag racing or not.
I'm guessing he was.
Okay, then John Jones. I mean, anytime you're doing the pig thing, which is such a tired joke.
Yeah.
But the guy, how do you sleep with yourself? Which is, I think he means like, how do you either look at yourself in the mirror or how do you sleep at night? You don't sleep with yourself. That could have been a masturbation joke that cop could have thrown right at him. And he's slow-witted. That's
with my right hand.
He's slow-witted, but that's okay. No, it's a matter of if John Jones is guilty, then he was behaving like a child. And if he really didn't take off, then the cop's being an a-hole. So without all that, we don't know.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And I've got a little more stuff to get to. I've got a story that I think will be right up your alley that I'd like to do next segment. And before we get that, though, did you see apparently we're talking about Carlos Gomez?
Yeah.
See the little Twitter shade he threw at Rob Dibble?
No.
Well,
Do you follow him on Twitter?
I do not. Okay, I don't know if I follow any athletes now that I think about it.
Okay.
A couple of fighters.
Okay.
But they're fighters that have been on the show or we know
right.
them. I don't know. I'd have to go look. I'm sure I follow some athletes. Anyway, he hit a home run in a spring training game, which, first off, for those of you who keep talking about these guys having great springs, spring means nothing to the regular season. Either as a pitcher or as a hitter. It's just getting in shape. And there's a lot of people say, oh, well, look how great Tyler White was in the spring. That's not going to translate into anything. You learn more from – and I learned, a very wise baseball man once told me this. You'll learn more from a September call-up than you ever will spring training about a young player. But anyway, Carlos Gomez hit a home run. And he did a bat flip, which that's Carlos Gomez,
right?
And he
does the slow trot and like the
– yeah.
Like
yeah.
almost like a salute,
Rob
and then he does the kiss the sky, and then he dabs
yeah.
at home plate, which that's the new annoying thing to me.
Yeah, but Rob Dibble, it's amazing to me, a guy like Carlos Gomez talks as much crap as he does with 103 home runs and 3,500 at-bats in 9 years. Okay. Not to mention, Dibble kind of did some stuff when he was on the mound when he played, but
right.
that's all right. We're not going to talk about that. Carlos Gomez, thanks for the motivation. I'm still here having fun and hashtag feeling sexy. Have a great day and God bless you. Feeling sexy?
I guess so.
And God can bless you. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back. We'll grab a phone call. A couple people want to weigh in on John Jones.
On that tweet, by the way, by Dibble, I think everybody replied back saying how much of a better player Gomez is than Dibble. it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like the wins over replacement, all that stuff, and people are throwing statistics at him.
How did he respond to that?
I don't think he said anything. He blocked a couple people.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, somebody tweeted back saying, oh, Dibble blocked me.
Dibble's a blocker.
All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's grab a phone call. Sean wants to weigh in on your buddy John Jones.
My buddy.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Hey,
first
sports
time caller.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I wanted to comment on the John Jones thing. That's the first time I've heard that recording. I heard about the incident. I'm a huge UFC fan. I just wonder where the respect goes for the law enforcement. Even if he wasn't drag racing, you have your day in court and you deal with it. And you don't mouth off to someone of authority with a badge and just get you into more trouble.
Yeah.
Although he does have money and he has lawyers, right?
He does. And listen, it's easy to say that. I found myself in situations where I know I was in the right, and I've you know, not been the most respectful to law enforcement. When I blow it, I'm yes sir, no sir, because I know.
Yeah.
You know, but if I feel like I'm in the right, I'm not the nicest guy.
I've only had that happen one time, and I respectfully said that's not what happened, but write me the ticket and you know, I'll take my punishment. We'll deal with it in court. Because there's no reason to, they make mistakes too, and it happens all the time. There's no reason to be a jerk about it, especially if you're him and you got lawyers. You know you're going to get off. I mean, oh well. 713-780-ESP. I don't think it's just lack of respect to, you know, the police officer. It's just a general lack of respect that as human beings we all have right now
for each other. Yeah,
and yeah, I know I sound like an old man when I start ranting about it, so I'm not going to. I wish people were less. I wish people would behave like jerks to each other a lot less than what they do in all circumstances, but that's never going to happen. I'm just wishful thinking. When I retire and move to my island, I won't have to deal with it anymore. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see your Texans made a move?
Sort of. Yeah, sort of.
They brought back restricted free agent AJ Boye.
Yeah. This is, it's a move. You can do worse than him. Yeah, I actually like some of what he did last year, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, he's a solid, you know, fifth or sixth defensive back. He can fill in and play when he needs to. I don't think there's a lot wrong with their secondary. I'd love if they had a much better thumper-type safety.
Like DJ Swearinger?
What he was supposed to be. Yeah, which he wasn't. But, I think they're pretty good back there, and that's a guy that if you need him to start, you can get him in there. I like it. I have no real issues with that sign. I'm glad they brought him back.
Yeah,
and if they bring back that same secondary, I won't be too upset because you got to think Kevin Johnson, if he's healthy in his second year, he's going to be better. I defensively, man, I'm not too worried about him. I'm really not.
I still think linebacker's an issue, and I think they probably need some defensive line depth.
They do need some defensive line depth.
I think they can use upgrades at safety. I mean, the defense has way less holes in it than the offense does, for sure.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about linebacker at all because you've invested 3 first-round picks in 4-year positions and a second-round pick in the other one. And I that's obviously – if Brian Cushing's not able to play worth a damn, well, you're screwed because you got a bunch of money invested in him. But I think Bernardrick McKinney is going to be a really good player. And I don't think you need to invest another pick in that. But, yeah, safety I'd like to see. And you've got to do something on the other side of J.J. Watt at some point. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, it can't get much worse than Raheem Moore. Yeah, that was a disaster. That didn't work.
Didn't work out.
And there's a reason they got instantly better as soon as they got rid of him. I have an interesting story for you.
All right. Before we get to that, can I answer a question real quick?
Oh, go right ahead. You can do whatever you want.
Ian asked, would Keanu Neal from Florida be a reach in the first? Absolutely he would. There's one safety that should go in the first round. One.
And he's going to be gone by.
And he'll probably go second, third. And honestly, I wouldn't laugh at the Titans if they took him first.
Yeah, although it looks more and more like they're going to take Tunsil.
Yeah, but he will go, in my opinion, Jalen Ramsey will go in the top five. I was watching him at his pro day today. He had a really good day, too. He will go very high. And for good reason. He's a good player.
713-780-ESPN.
You promised me what's that stupid Wonderlic test talk?
Oh, okay. Let me go back to
try
that.
Try to forget about me?
No. We just got onto other stuff. It happens. This isn't the kind of Wonderlic stuff you're going to like, though. I'm going to give you over-unders on the top 2 quarterbacks in the draft.
Oh, are they smarties?
Carson Wentz and Jared Goff. Over-under. Carson Wentz.
Well, are you
small town guy? No, I'm not going to give you a hint.
Okay. You're not going to give me a number to pick over or under?
Okay, I'll give you a number.
Okay.
Over under 27.
Ooh.
Keep in mind, Fitzpatrick had a 48. That's right. The top.
These are quarterbacks.
20 is said to show average intelligence.
I'm going to go. I feel like I just because he's from South Dakota, it makes me want to say under, but I'm going to go over 27.
How about 40?
Ooh, good for him.
Yeah. Carson Wentz scored a 40.
That's a really good score.
Jared Goff, Cal guy.
Yeah. Said not an easy school to get into.
So Cal guy should be smarter than North Dakota guy, North Dakota State guy. I'm going to give you an over-under of 31 for Jared Goff.
He's got to be over 31.
36.
Oh, man, that's good scores for these guys.
Yeah. Those are the only ones that I have are for those two quarterbacks, but okay. That's all people really care about is what quarterbacks score on them.
I wanted Joey Bosa's.
A four. I can tell you that one for a fact. It's a four.
Is there any doubt that those two quarterbacks are going to go in the top 10?
No, none whatsoever.
I don't think so
either. I think they both go. I still think Cleveland has to take one at two. And you can't just assume you've solved your problems with RG3.
No.
You really can't. And I think San Francisco's in the market for one. I wouldn't be shocked if Dallas took one there. There's somebody I could see them both going top five.
Yeah.
And somebody may trade up too. Cowboys could trade down a few spots. All right. We're going to take,
or somebody will trade, like you said, if not Dallas, somebody will trade up there. If they get past the 49ers, someone's going to trade up into that 8, 9, 10 range to get them.
Right.
You know, it might be the Rams.
The Rams would be a real good candidate for that.
Yep.
So.
But the Bills might be a good candidate for that.
Yeah, I noticed that the Bills have been bringing in guys like Cardale Jones and Dak Prescott. Sort of.
The Bills are still in the market for a quarterback. They've got theirs for one more year. And
right.
It'd be nice if you weren't forced into paying that guy a ton of money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to be in that situation where it's like, well, what's the alternative? It'd be nice if you actually have an alternative, which a lot of these teams don't. But
right.
if you get one of those guys, suddenly you've got an alternative.
832 asks,
I'd rather him get Robert Kimdichie and,
you
know, figure something else out. But
what's the ideal pick for the Texans in the first round? I think it's going to be one of the non-sexy positions. I would say offensive line or defensive line.
I've seen so many mock drafts saying wide receiver. I hope that's not true. They have to realize they've got way bigger problems than that.
Yeah, I think they're – well, and you invested picks in two guys last year.
Yeah. To me, offensive line and defensive line are the easy answers.
Yeah, and they need depth there. They need players there. I mean, I know that's not sexy, but that's where I'd like to see him go. All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Jay says, not sexy. How about go with some firepower on offense and get a wide receiver? Texans always go not sexy, except this offseason. Because you just went and got firepower on offense. I for the same reason that I don't think linebacker's an issue, because you drafted Bernardrick McKinney last year and he showed signs at the end of the year. You also drafted Jalen Strong last year, who showed signs at the end of the year of becoming a player.
Which, by the way, and you didn't draft him with a 7th-round pick either.
No, you moved up to get the guy.
That's an investment.
Yes. And, you know, now Mumphrey's a 4th-round pick. That's not as much of an investment, but that's still two. It's one premium pick and one mid-round pick that you used on receivers last year. I still think
if you used the 70th pick in a draft last year on a wide receiver, and you already have a guy that's your number one, wide receiver is not your top need.
No,
you need to even if you don't think Jalen Strong's a guy after 1 year, which seems strange, you need to work on developing him before you just punt on that. You can't just throw out a 3rd-round pick that quickly. You just can't.
Yeah, they've been doing too much of that. But no, I think they already have addressed that position. I know it's like, oh, it'd be great to go get the kid from Baylor. No, it wouldn't. I think what they need is, and you know, Cecil Shorts was a pretty functional player for him last year, by the way. And I think I want to see them invest in a smaller, quick field stretcher guy who could play in the slot. But you don't need a 1st-round pick for that. I think that's That guy can be found. A guy who can return kicks. I think you can get that in the third round. You just got to get the right guy.
Which, I think you can get that even later.
Probably so.
Because essentially what you're asking for is a special teams guy who may end up having the upside of being a deep threat. You know,
kind of what Chandler Worthy was supposed to be when they brought him in last year. Here's a guy who can return kicks.
You don't need to make a huge investment in that. And I know everybody wants Will Fuller. I'm telling you now, if they take Will Fuller in the first round, they will rue the day. Rue the day you take that guy in the first round.
Hmm. All right, let's try Spencer. What's up, Spencer?
Hey guys, sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, so the USA soccer team is playing Guatemala tonight. If we do not beat them, we probably won't qualify for the next World Cup, and that would be quite embarrassing.
We need you to call back in like 30 minutes, bro.
Yeah, Glenn Davis will be here.
Right, John? Glenn Davis is here tonight? Yeah. I got nothing for you on that. That sucks. No,
if they don't make it, then it's going to be a meltdown, and Glenn's better qualified to talk about this than us. But they have to win tonight.
You know what would happen?
I'm sure they will.
You know what would happen if the U.S. didn't make the World Cup? All the people who become soccer fans for, 3 months out of the year, like during the World Cup and then shortly thereafter, they won't do that this year.
Well, they won't do it this year either, or next year.
Right.
It's 2018.
Okay.
So, I think...
So they're already deciding who's going to get in the World Cup now?
Well, this is the first part of qualifying, which they're supposed to get through easily, and they're not. They lose tonight, they're in deep bleep. And, yeah, that would be a meltdown of the first order. So, let's grab Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Kevin?
Thanks for the call, Kevin.
Oh, yes, sir. I can barely hear you.
Okay.
I like Josh Dotson. You know, he goes up and gets the ball. If we have Hopkins on one side and Dotson on the other, I think we'll be hell with that big arm we got, we paid for.
I don't think it's a need. You Jalen Strong is a guy you invested a very high pick in.
Yeah.
If you're going and doing it again, then you're already admitting that, okay, maybe this isn't the guy. Give him a chance in a second year. And I know
you know what? If you want to invest in receiver again, use another third or fourth round pick. Don't use a first round pick on a position that, again, you already have one side set, and then the other side you just invested a third round pick in. I mean, because then if you invest a first round pick, you're basically saying, well, that third round pick is garbage. We're going to throw it in the trash can already because that guy's never going to get on the field.
And I get that you guys want them to draft either wide receiver from TCU, wide receiver from Baylor, wide receiver from Tech.
Right.
I mean, I get that, but that's not what this team needs. That's one of those where
that's rims on a hoopty is what we call it.
Yeah.
You're trying to put shiny parts on something that's not. It might have a busted transmission or a broken axle. You need to fix what makes the car go, and that's your lines, and especially this offensive line. I mean, this offseason has not been good for that, and that was already sort of a problem area last year. I think you really need to make an investment there. By the way, did you see that? I guess you probably
goal for the, goal for the U.S. By the way,
goal! No!
Okay, I literally had to take my headphones off while you did that.
That was actually the ESPN call, right?
No.
It was different.
So it's 1-0 in favor of the good guys at the moment.
Oh, and there's a death. That's a disastrous injury. Oh, his leg is shattered. It's got to be broke. Oh, my God. Look at that collision. Oh, he reaches for that leg, which is basically a mangled pile of bone and flesh. What an unholy collision. That's the actual call. By the way,
if he weren't such a vagina, he'd be up and playing right now. Anyway, Oh, boy.
By the way, what I was saying is Ben Jones, who is now playing for the Tennessee Titans, still has a billboard on 290, a Fuddruckers billboard. They need to get rid of that, right?
There's one on 45 as well.
Yeah, you got to stop that. You can't, Fuddruckers, what are you doing? You can't. That guy's sleeping with the enemy now. You got to back out of that. I'm sure the billboard's paid up, but you need to find some other fat, funny guy on the Texans and put a hamburger in his mouth.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
Always a bad idea to build ad campaigns around impending free agents.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen. You never know. It's just like when you go buy a jersey, and you don't buy jerseys. I don't buy jerseys. But if you did, you don't go buy the jersey of the guy who's a free agent next year because you just don't know. So if you bought an Arian Foster jersey last year, shame on you.
Shame.
Shame. You should have known better.
Lamont, did you guys not see the Texans offense this year? We need a TER receiver. When did you become we guy?
Oh.
And also, no, we didn't see him at all this year. I agree on tight end. They have to get something. But, yeah, again, I've said all I need to say about wide receivers. We've been talking about for 20 minutes. It's cool if you guys can disagree. Great. Just go draft. Go Matt Millen, as Denny says, and draft one every year. Sooner or later, you'll get it right. But some of the drafts, some of the things with your roster building aren't what you did, what you're going to do in this year's draft. A lot of it's what you did in last year's draft and the year before. And they've had some failures there, but they've had some successes.
I also think that they should be looking at a tight end, just not in the first round.
Yeah, no, they need a tight end. I preferred they'd go get one in free agency. There were some pretty...
Yeah, but they didn't.
No, which that to me, if they're really... I mean, if they're not planning to use the tight end as a weapon at all in the offense, fine, keep the crap you got. But
they need to.
Yeah.
They need to at least pretend like they care about that position.
All right, we're going to wrap this puppy up.
That's when
you
throw away third-round picks when they're C.J. Fedorowicz. That's when you give up. You punt. Not on Jalen Strong yet. Give him another year.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. We're having a finals party at the House of Blues on Monday, April 4th. We're broadcasting live all day long. Mike and Michael kick today off at 5 a.m., followed by a reality check. John and Raheel with Dell, Unfiltered, Houston Game Day, and the Blitz. There will be special breakfast buffets, happy hour special, and we'll have special guests stopping by all day. Oh, did we mention that it's opening day in baseball, too?
You did.
We'll have the game on to watch our hometown heroes, your hometown heroes. I'm not going to say our hometown heroes. Come on, man. Who writes this stuff? Take on the Yankees at noon. Don't miss a second of the action at House of Blues, Monday, April 4th, brought to you in part by Papa John's. All right, so we need three callers. At 7-1, really, we only need one caller for AJ. AJ's going to win this one. You know what? John, do you have a good one? Because I'll be honest, he's already told me what his is.
Not really.
All right, you know what? We're just going to say the fifth caller, you get the tickets. And I'm just going to get out of the way and let AJ do his hey man bleep that. Because...
Okay, so remember when I went to jury duty the other day? It was, the whole thing was about... tax appraisals, Harris County tax appraisals. And they were, it was like a, basically a, they had a dispute and it went all the way to court. So they asked all the jurors, have you ever dealt with something like this? What's your feelings on the Harris County appraisal authority? My feelings have changed since then. At the time, I did not have ill will towards them, but now I do. I bought that house 2 years ago, and when I bought it, it was appraised at like $180,000, something like that. Last year, the value or the tax value went up to $210,000, which, by the way, when you have a homestead exemption, it's only supposed to go up 10% a year. I didn't catch this last year. My wife deals with this stuff.
Yeah.
So it went up more than the 10%. So then they come back, or no, it went up to 200,000 last year. This year they're raising it 30,000 more. So they went 20,000 last year, 30,000 this year. And listen, I live in a decent neighborhood. I live in a decent house. I'm not in some sort of fancy part. I live way out in the burbs. You know where I live.
Right.
This is ridiculous. And I don't understand how there can be a law that says your value can't go up over 10% per year, but then they do it anyway. And the only way that it becomes a law is if you fight it. So now I have to go fight. I have to go spend a day in court or wherever and like have a mediator decide whether or not they're jacking up the price of my house. I can't deal with this. That's like blatant. $50,000 in 2 years. And I know what people are going to say, oh, you should be happy your property value is going up. By the way, properties all over the city, prices are going down.
Yep.
And meanwhile, mine is going up. And, dude, taxes on 50 grand, that's no joke. That's like, you know, 25% of the house when I bought it. So now I get to go and deal with this.
Am I missing something? Oil prices are down, right? Housing costs are going down, right? I mean, not dropping a lot. I mean, they're still building a lot, and it's still. But I'll be honest. Some of the places we've looked at have gone down in the last 6 months. I'm actually anticipating they'll go down more, which is why I'm going to wait a little bit longer. So I don't know enough about this to know how that works, and I'm not good at, you know, tax or math or really anything involving houses. Sure sounds like you're getting screwed.
Dude, I'm definitely getting screwed. It's ridiculous.
Hmm.
So that's mine. I don't know if we have someone who won for me, but it's so funny because I was like, who are these people that have problems with like their property value going up? Well, now I know why they have a problem with it. And almost everybody, and this is what worries me, almost everybody said, like they said, were you satisfied with the outcome of your appeal? And they kept saying, no, I was not satisfied. And by the way, all those jurors got dismissed. So, I don't know. I don't think this is going to go my way, but we're about to find out.
So, to that you say?
Hey, man, f*** that. Yeah.
I'm in agreement. Wait till Jong has to deal with these problems.
Yeah. Let's see. Casey says he's a member of the CCA Northwest. I don't even know what that is. He's there doing a crawfish boil April 9th. Can we shout it out? 6 p.m. on Saturday. They're all blitzers on the committee. It's at the Humble Civic Center. So there you go. There's your shout out. CCA Northwest Houston. Good luck with your crawfish boil.
I'm trailing 43-40 in my championship matchup in hockey.
Oh.
It's Monday, and I'm like going over every little thing last night, and I'm looking at moves I'm going to make later in the week to make sure I have players on Sunday. This is insane. Way too crazy about this stuff. Anyway, we're talking a little bit about Texans. I think the one thing I want to point out, nobody's perfect at every position, and if they keep sucking at tight end, oh well. If you have a good enough running game, get those guys to block a little bit, that's fine. I mean, that's still, you
can
say
there's depth issues. There was depth issues last year.
Yeah, there's depth issues, especially on the offensive line, although I don't mind the moves they made to replace Brooks and Ben Jones, but they need another interior lineman, and I think they need to invest a first, second, or third round pick in an interior offensive lineman. I think that's a significant need. And you know, if there's a safety there that would be worth it in round two or three.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, they're at least going in. EA says, it's brutal, man. I'm sorry this happened to you, but it's affected me and my family, and now we keep trying to fight it. It's absurd that nobody else make any noise about this.
I'm making noise.
But you know what? I didn't know anything about it until you brought it up, and I've already had two people text me that they've been dealing with the same crap. So,
yeah, apparently there's a way that I can have like someone represent me, and what they do is they just take a percentage of the money that you save.
That seems bogus.
Well, hell, it's better than losing all the money.
True. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up next. I'm sure he'll keep you up to date on this U.S.-Guatemala matchup. We will be back tomorrow. Until then, stay sportsy, bitches.